too old, too tired, he couldn't bring it up to Yerushalayim. So what he wanted to do was, he wanted to be mafkir to the Aniyim. He wanted to make a hefker and let the Aniyim take it up to Yerushalayim. And Rashi says, the yukat tuhaim, let the Aniyim collect it, they'll collect it, the yalud to Yerushalayim, and they'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. The yachilu sham, and the Aniyim will leave it in Yerushalayim. Shoy olof terech la'aloi sham aperis. It was too much of a bard of him that he himself should bring these peris, this kerem revai, up to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to be mafkirit to let the Aniyim take it up there. In other words, he knew that the kon of the Rabbanim was that since I live one day away from Yerushalayim, I'm not allowed to be poided the fruits onto money and just send the money to Yerushalayim, but I have to make sure these fruits itself get to Yerushalayim. So therefore, he wanted to be mafkirit to the Aniyim, let the Aniyim take it up. Now, Amru lo Tamidim, the Tamidim told him like this, Rebbe, you should know Rebbe, Kvar nimno alechachav rechom. The Rabbanim got together and made a new takana, Vetiruhu, and they were matarit. In other words, they said now that after the Churban Avayis, Rashi says, Kvar nimno alechachav rechom vetiruhu. Lifdoisoi, now the Rabbanim said, you are allowed to be paid to these fruits, as long as it's outside Yerushalayim, and just bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Olahalois domav, and just bring the money. Even though now it's after the Churban Abayis. Kasavri, he holds that Kedusha Rishayna, the Kedusha that Ezra made when they came up the second time to Yishlayim, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Salavai. That Kedusha is always there. So even after the Churban Abayis, still Eretz Yisrael has his Kedusha, that the Peres Amachuyevin, Orla, in Perim Ravai, Vitzorach L'Ala Saperes Ayadamim. You have to bring the fruits or the money to Yishlayim. So what do we see here? That the Tamidim told the Rebbe that the Chachamim already made a new takona and they were matter it. And man chavrecha, who are you chavrecha? Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, this big gadol, he made a takona now after the Churban Abayis that you did not have to bring the fruits of the Kerem Ravai into Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason why you don't have to do it now? The Nimnu, because they made a new bezin, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a new takona, and he was mevato the first takona. So to diik holay nimnu, if they wouldn't have made a new bezdin that was so great to be mevato to take away that first takona, loy, I cannot take away that first takona, even though the reason does not apply anymore. What was the reason why you have to bring the fruits into Yerushalayim? Because the zman, the base midrash was there. We wanted Yerushalayim to look beautiful, but that only applies the zman Klai Yisrael lived there. Mashenkin after the Churban Abayis, there's no reason now to have the Shukri Yerushalayim to be looking nice. So we see, if it wouldn't have been for new takona, it would still be usher. That's the raya, when the Rabbanim make a takona, that takona stays loylam. Unless the new bezdin is big and as great as the first bezdin, comes along as mevatol, that first takona. So now that's what we want to say by us also. That since the egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, metchil the takona was, that Rosh Hashanah has like 2 days Kedusha, and both days are like Vadai, therefore, just like the egg on the first day it's Asur, who would it's Asur on the second day? See, even Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takona that now after the Churban Abayis, Bezdin is Mekabel the Yedim, even the whole day, but that's only the Gaya to be Mekabel the Yedim. But the Halacha and the Gaya to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, what din does the second day have? The second day still has a din Vadai like it was beforehand. Therefore, an egg that's born the first day is also even on the second day. Now the Gemara explains what was the raya from the first Pesuk before. But the Gemara, my v'yomer, what was that first Pesuk that you brought a raya that Dover Sheva Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achal Atirei? Hochi Koma, this is what I meant to say. Michti, let's see. Ksiv, the Torah says, Ho yu nechoinim l'shloishas yomim. Al tikshu Elisha. 3 days before Matan Torah by Hasinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, stay away from your wife. Don't go near your wife. Don't live with your wife. Then the Pesuk says, Lech emo lehem shuvu lechem lelechem. After the Matan Torah, then again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you should know, you're allowed to go back to your wife. Is the question, Lo Moli, why did the Torah have to say, after Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, you're allowed to go back to your wife? Shita! The first takona was only for 3 days, that's all. So after 3 days, you're allowed to go back? Why did the Torah have to say, Beferish, you're allowed to go back? In Shema Amina, from here, we learn out that the klal is that Kol Dover Sheva Minyan, anything that's a gzera with a minyan, and here the limit is from HaKadosh Baruch himself. If HaKadosh Baruch himself told the Tzibui that for 3 days you can't live with your wife, so it's like Gzera now, you can't live with your wife. It's Sarach Minyan Achal Atiroi. We need HaKadosh Baruch himself to come back and to be Matarit, and to say, you should know it's Mutter. That's a limud. That who are them when the rabbonim come and make a takana, you need another rabbonim to be mavatal that takana. Rashi says, "Hokakoma, kach lomed min harishon nichtig tiv hoyu nachen moshes yomim al tik sholisha u'memel ishtari b'tash mishpirachas kleshi yomim." The male I would know the Torah says only stay away for 3 days, so I would know after 3 days she's muta. She kiblu es haTorah, you already received the Torah. Lo mule lemahader u'lemesakin loy u'lemeisin loy rishus loshel yolehim. What did the Torah say again? The Farish, you should know now you're allowed to go back to your wife. The Dino Tashmish is Shemamina. From here we learn out, Hoyo v'kutcha brichu. Also, since HaKadosh Baruch was the one that made the Yisr, is Boyle Mishrayu. He himself has to put the Heter here. Who goofa behedya? Who adin l'chol dava shebeminyan? Not only the Abishta, but anybody like that. Anytime you have a takana from a Bezna, from somebody big, you can only take away that takana if you have another Bezna just as big. Now the Gemara says, like, what do we need the second pasuk for? So Gemara says, V'chi teina, maybe you tell me, L'mitzvas oinehu diyosa. No, from this first pasuk there's no raya. You know why the Torah had to say that you're supposed to go back to your wife? It meant to give you a tzivu, there's a mitzvah oinehu now. You have a mitzvah to live with your wife. Not only is it a reshus you're allowed to, but the Torah is telling you, the Torah is a mitzvah. Maybe the Rashi says, Loshu b'mitzvas hamelech akorchoch, shlo ligroya enosad nishoseim. Maybe there's a new mitzvah now to go and be with your wife. So that's what the Torah is telling you, you're allowed to go back to your wife. Not just down that you're allowed to. It could be that you're allowed to, pshita you're allowed to. Because the Torah only said 3 days, so Melai would know, after 3 days it's allowed. What does the Torah say here, go back to your wife? Maybe it means to say there's a mitzvah to be with your wife now. So I would not know this klal of Sarach Minyan Achol Atiroi. Therefore I have another pasuk. Toshima, come and bring another raya. The pasuk says, "B'mishaycha yovel." When they blow the shofar, hey mayal bahar. Then you're allowed to go up to Har Sinai. Now nichtik. See if the pasuk says, "Gam hatsoin v'habokar al yiru al mula harahu." Even your cattle is not allowed to go up to Har Sinai. You can't go near Har Sinai. "B'mishaycha yovel lomuli." Now we know the yisur not to go up to Har Sinai is because the shechina is there. So Melai know when the shechina goes away from Har Sinai, the Melai know you're allowed to go up to Har Sinai. So what does the pasuk have to say? When we blow the shofar and the shechina goes away, then you're allowed to go up. Shemaminu from Eretz Arayim that dover shebeminyan tzarech minyan achol atiroi. Now since the Torah first said the cattle and the people are not allowed to go near Hasinai, so I would have thought that takon applies loylam. So I need the Eibush of the Torah to say no beferish that b'mshech hayovel when they blow the shofar and the shechina will go away from Hasinai, you're allowed to go up again. So we learn out from here that since there is a gzera, you need another person, just like the first one, to be mevatel the gzera. Now the Gemara brings a third raya. The chitema, maybe I'll tell you, hani milim diraisa. Maybe it is only by nisya diraisa here there's such a cloud that on nisya diraisa, when the Torah says something, then you need a minyan achal atiroi. Then the Torah has to be maturit. Abba b'drabonin loy. But maybe when you're only talking about takonas b'drabonin, maybe there, even though the bezdin comes and makes a takona. But the takana applies, calls them on the reason applies. But maybe when the reason goes away, the takana automatically is bottled. You do not have to have a new bezdin to be mevatlit. Toshima, come here. This was the last raya. Toshima, the last raya was kerem revai, the case of the fourth year. These grapes that grow in the fourth year. For kerem revai the rabbonin, this din that the fruits that grow the fourth year of the fruits of the tree, that you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. If you live 1 day's journey away, that's only a din midrabbonin. Midiraisa, as long as you're outside Yerushalayim, if you want, you could be paid the fruits and be put the kedusha onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. It's only midrabbonin that you live 1 day's journey away, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So it's at the corner of the rabbonin. Well, Kamri Lane, still the rabbonin, the Talmidim, told back to the Rebbe that the reason why you don't have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim is because Kfar Nivnu Alecha Chavrecha Vetiru. Since the Yechle Metzaki was Matarit. So that's the raya that even on a Tekon of the Rabbonin, where the Rabbonin make a Tekon of the Minyan, even though the reason here, the Churban Abayis, took place, and now he has no reason to make Yerushalayim look nice, but since the Rabbonin first made a Tekon of, that anybody living 1 day away from Yerushalayim has to take the fruits up to Yerushalayim, that Tekon of would still apply, if not for the fact that Rabbi Yechle Metzaki in his Bezdin was Mavato the first Tekon of. That's the klal that kol dover shebe minyan is sarach minyan achol hatiroi. So now that's why he says the egg is still also now. an egg that's born today on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's still Osir even on the second day. Fred Gemara, v'chitem, and maybe you'll tell me, Beitza nami imnu Allah, Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh, v'shayua, maybe Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh, just like he was mavato the first takona of not accepting the Eidim after Mincha, Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh said no, after the Churban Abayis, now making a new takona, we are allowed to accept the Eidim when they come on the 30th day of Elul. Even if they come after Mincha and say, today we saw the Levona, and today is Rosh Hashanah, his takana was, now we are Mekabel the Eidim. And today alone is Rosh Hashanah. But maybe, who are then, he was also made a takana to say, the egg is mutter. Like the whole question, Rabbi Yosef said, that since an egg was also Metchila, Asa Gzeira, Asa Takana, it still remains also. For the Gemara, why? Maybe Rabbi Yechon and Mitzak, he was also Matur, this takana of a Beitzah. Just like he said, you're allowed to be Mekabel the Eidim after Mincha, maybe he also said an egg that's born the first day, Rosh Hashanah, you should know now it's only a Sveik of the Yom the second day, and you are allowed to eat the second day. So Gemara says, no, Ki Imnu Eidus. When did Rabbi Yechon Mitzake say his new Takana, only was Nagayat to saying Eidus? He said that we could be Mekabel the Eidim the whole day. Abar Beitza Lo Yimnu. But under that Takana, that an egg that's born the first day, Rosh Hashanah, that we said at the beginning, you're not allowed to eat the second day, that takoni did not go against. He did not stop it. So therefore, that's what Yosef signed on, that his man is there now. Since in Chutzlars, we do have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so therefore, the Maisa, the second day is still called Machmas of Hadai, and the egg that's born the first day is still also on the second day. Omalei Abaye, Abaye has to kasha back to Yosef. No, like, what are you saying? Otu Beitzo Beminyu Mihevei, was there any new takon about an egg? When did the Rabbanon ever make a takana that an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't eat it the second day? There was no new takana about the egg, but rather, Beitza be'edus talya milsam. The halacha of the egg is only totally what's the halacha about the Eidim. That's what's totally in. It's totally if Bezdin makes sometimes 2 days Rosh Hashanah, machmas vaday, then the halacha would be the egg is also the second day. Or like Rabbi Yechon and Mazaki said, no, now there's never 2 days Machmas Vaday, and Yerushalayim, where Dez is Makabal the Eidim, as soon as the Eidim come, that day is Rosh Hashanah. And they know about it. When do we keep 2 days? Only further away from Yerushalayim, where they have a stake of the Eidim, it's only Machmas Sofik. So we're saying, Beitza of the Eidim tell you most, the Beitza is only totally what the Loch of Eidim saw. Is the Seredis, at the first Takana when Bezdin was not Mekabel the Eidim, after Mincha, therefore sometimes Bezdin made 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's the Sabetza. Memela, Rosh Hashanah is called like 2 days Vaday, therefore the egg that's born the first day, you're not allowed to eat the second day. Ishtari Eidus, Mashen came later on, when Rabbi Yechon and Metzakeh said, after the Churban Abayis, now we will accept the Eidim, even after Mincha, so now in Yerushalayim, there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, when we keep 2 days of Chutz Lortz, it's only Machmas Sleik of the Yomam, because we don't know which day is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the Lacha should be Ishtariya Beitza. Therefore, Lacha, the Beitza should be Yosef. So that's his Taina, that's Abaye's Taina back to Rabbi Yosef. There is never a Takana Metchil to say the egg should be Yosef. Ravada, Rav Shalman, Tavayu, Midei Kaluchis, they both came from the place Midei Kaluchis. Arma, they both said like this. Know that after me takana of Yechon and Metzaka v'Yelich, even after Yechon and Metzaka made a takana, that now after the Churban Abayis, no matter when the Eidim come to Bezdin, on the 30th day of Elul, Bezdin is Mekadesh Techoidish and becomes Rosh Hashanah. So really there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. And if we keep it outside Yerushalayim, it's only Machmas Sveika. Still they said, Beitza Asura. You should know an egg is also the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Like in Chutz Lars, that we keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the second day has a locha like a vadai, that you can't eat the egg that was born the first day. Now the question is, my timer, why not? Like the Churi after the Kodesh of Yerushalayim and Zakai, it's only Machmas a Sofik. We're in doubt which day is Rosh Hashanah. That's why we keep 2 days. So therefore, the egg that's born the first day, on the second day, should be Mutter. Like either the first day was Yom Tif, and now it's Chol, or else the first day was Chol, and now it's Yom Tif, so Manashach should be Mutter. So Mar says, you know why the egg is also? I'll tell you a new svara. Because there's a gzera that Mehera Yivna Beis Hamikdash. We have to be afraid that Mr. Shem will soon have back the third Beis Hamikdash. The Yomru and people will say, Ishtakad, last year, Milo Yochanu Beitza, the Yom Tusheni. Last year, didn't we eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So they can say, Hashtanami, this year now, when we have the third Beis Hamikdash with the Mashiach, with Moshe Rabbeinu, the third Beis Hamikdash, people will say, Hashtanami Nechel. People say also today, we could eat the egg on the second day. In other words, it's going to be the same halacha. There's man, they're going to have the Beis HaMikdash again. So the people living far away from Yerushalayim, they're not going to know which day was the Kiddush HaKodesh. They're going to have to keep 2 days. Now, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, then we have the takana again of Adam, that you can't accept the Eidim min HaMincha L'malo. If the Eidim come after Mincha, you can't accept them anymore, because they already bought the carbon Shoben Abayim, and they sang the wrong shir. So Beis Din doesn't want to take away the shir of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the first takana was, Beis Din makes 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when the Mitzvah Shem, we will have the third Beis HaMikdash, there will also be such a takana then. That if the Eidim will come in HaMincha L'malo to say, they saw the Levana, Beis Din won't make today Rosh Hashanah, but they'll make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So it's going to come out then that there's going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vaday. And in such a case, in Chutz Laretz, when they keep 2 days, it's also the Teres of Vaday, it's like one long day. So then the halacha is going to be that the egg that's born the first day, when it comes the second day, it's Taker Osir. So therefore, it's at the corner to say, even Bizman is there now, that really today, when we keep 2 days, it's only Machmas Sofik. And really, the halacha should be, the egg should be mutter on the second day, but we'll make a takana even today. The egg is also the second day. After, when the Mitzvah Hashem, when the Shiach will come, we'll have the third base of Migdish, they shouldn't come to make the mistake. So that's why even today now, the egg is also the second day. For the Mori Hochi, if you're afraid of this, they won't know. Last year it was only Machmas Sveika, it was like two different Kedushas. Vahashta, this year that we have the Beis HaMikdash, and sometimes the Eidim come after Mincha, that Beis Din makes 2 days Vada Yomtiv, Kedush Achasti, it's called like one long day. So therefore, we don't let you eat the egg the first, even now. For at Gemari Hochi, if that's true, that we're afraid for this gezerum, Eidus nami learn the Kabbal. Or the same halacha should apply to Eidus. How do you say that Bizman is there now? If Eidim come after Mincha, we do accept the Eidus. Well, why not? Why? We should say not to be Mekabalit. My time away, we should be afraid. Meheira Yivna Beis HaMikdash. Soon, right away, we'll have the third Beis HaMikdash. And then, we won't be allowed to accept the Eidim after Mincha. Because then, when they said Mincha, when they brought the Korban Shoben Abayim, the Talmid, they already said the wrong Shir, so Beis Din won't make today Rosh Hashanah anymore. But for Yoimu, they'll still say, Ishtakad, last year, Milay Kobalnu Eidus HaKodesh Kol HaYom Kulay. Last year, when we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't it then that we accepted the Eidim after Mincha L'Mala? So they'll come to make a mistake and say, Hashtanam in the Kabul. This year now, even though we have the Beis HaMikdash, still let's be the Kabul the Eidim after Mincha. So why don't we make it clear with that now, Bezman HaKurbin, like not like a Yochanan Ben Zakkai. We should say right now, Beis Din should not be the Kabul these Eidim, min HaMincha L'mala. So Gemara says, no, there's no question. Hocha Hashtan, what's the Sushta? What does one have to do with the other? Hosa made this Mesurah LeBeis Din. By the Locha, Beis Din to the Mekabel the Eidim. That's a Locha in Beis Din. Beis Din knows clearly what the Locha is. So Beis Din knows that today, this year, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We can accept the Eidim even after Mincha. Mashenki, next year, Mr. Shimon, will have the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Din will know not to accept the Eidim. So Beis Din knows what to do. Of the Beitza, the Talocha, Beitza's born the first day. Can you get a second day or not? Is Lakol Mesurah. It's given over to everybody. So therefore, we're afraid that maybe people will make a mistake next year. Therefore, they're bottom at the corner. Even this year also, you're not allowed to eat the egg the second day. Rava says, Af mitzchus b'yechad mezakeh v'yelach beit asura. He also says a story now, that even after b'yechad mezakeh made a takana, that after the churban abayis, we do accept the eidim the whole day, so there's only one day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, still the egg is asur. Why? Isn't he moida? That let's say Eidim do come after Mincha. In other words, today was the 30th day of Elul. And we're waiting for the Eidim to come to say if they saw the Levana or not. So the whole day passed by, they didn't come. They first come after Mincha. So isn't Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh Moida that should noigin oyster yom kodesh? That Avada that day, true Mekabel the Eidim, with noig kedusha that day. Of Ulamacha Kodesh, that the Rabbanu should make a tekon in such a case, we should also keep the second day Yom Tov. In other words, since you didn't really have a full Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim first came mamish all the way at the end of the day. So it's a svara to say the Rabbanan should have made it still to keep the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Milay Moida. I forgot the list Rashi. I forgot the tikkun the Kabbalah, the Sakhaydish Kolayayim, Liyos Moinim Lumayadis. Men Arishayim, true. If Eidim come late in the afternoon, we make today Rosh Hashanah. And that's the first day of the year. V'yafilu bo Eidim le'acha mincha, avu melasas yamtiv sheni le'nekra. But they did not take away that first takona to keep the second day also. Is takona rishonim kaina? The first takona is still here. So Mela, in such a case, we still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Yerushalayim. So therefore it's called Nachmas Vadai. Therefore the locker is, even the chutzlarts now, a beitza that's born the first day is lost to the second day. So Mela Meister comes out very good. According to this last shot here, that now, Bizman is there, there are cases in Yerushalayim when there will also be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because in the case that the Eidim come after Mincha, even though Bezdin accepts the Eidim today, and today is Rosh Hashanah, with the Rabbanon though, you still keep a second day Rosh Hashanah. So Machmas is last Svara, it's good why the Meister Bizman is there, and as you saw, they also keep 2 days. Even though the Rishonim here talk about it, there are some Rishonim, the Rif, I think, wants to say, it's Bizman's day, you only keep 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. But the other Rishonim, the Lachri is not like that, that in Eretz Yisrael also, they keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And like this last Gemara is very good, because there could be sometimes, even in Eretz Yisrael, that there could be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, after Sveika, there are Tekona, there are Bonin said, always, there should always be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Bye-bye.